There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome back to She and Her. Thank you for being with us. We would like to share something special for this bonus episode. We are going to play a portion of a recorded interview that we debuted at our very first live She and Her event at Motorco in Durham last December. Sandra and I gave a flavor of our show, including a number of selections of interviews that we have done over the past year. And one of the women that really struck a chord with us was Suad Bushnak. We interviewed her for our episode about religion. She talked a lot about faith and music and the intersection between her own spirituality and her composition process. So we asked Suad back into the studio last fall and got her to expand a bit more on that, and then asked her to give us some of her music, and we were able to put together a really nice piece of both her original compositions as well as thoughts and reflections. So just to remind you a bit about who she is, Suad Bushnak is a Jordanian-born composer with Syrian, Palestinian, and Bosnian roots. She started writing music when she was just 9 years old and is now one of a handful of Arab female composers in the world. She lives and works in the South. She is a teacher in Raleigh, North Carolina.
My name is Suad Bushnak, and I am a film music and concert music composer. I'm born and raised in Amman, Jordan, to a Syrian mother and a father who's half Palestinian and half Bosnian. And when I was about 16 years old, I started exploring my father's CD collection. And I remember once listening to Chopin's first piano concerto and just melting. It mesmerized me how something as beautiful could be written. And I would listen to it over and over. And that kind of sparked that interest in composing. And it turned me from wanting to become a pilot or an engineer into, you know, wanting to become a professional musician. I moved to North Carolina in April of 2014. And in all honesty, I didn't want to move to the South at first. I guess my impression of it was that people will not accept, you know, diversity and all that. And a year after I moved to North Carolina, 3 Muslim students were murdered in Chapel Hill. And I remember that day, we went to the vigil that was held, and I was terrified of covering my hair. So I wore a beanie. And then when I got to the UNC campus, I realized that these people are normal and there are people wearing all kinds of things, including women in hijab, and it's a completely safe space. So I was completely wrong. I have never met anyone nicer than those people that I've met here in North Carolina. I've always been a musician and I've always been Muslim. The simple act of composing music is a spiritual experience for me. I can't even explain what it feels like because most of the time I'm starting on a clean slate and I have no idea what's going to happen. But there's always that certainty, at least for me. I'm always certain that I could screw up everything in my life, but that piece will be completed and it will sound exactly like I want it to sound. I am my happiest and my most thankful and my most grateful and my most creative when I'm composing music. And when you think of creativity and creation, I mean, you cannot be creative without thinking of the creation, you know, and who created the world around you. So they go hand in hand together. In each one of us, there's something spiritual that is alive. And that for me is when I am composing music.
That was Suad Bushnak from Raleigh, North Carolina, and you heard her original compositions throughout the piece, and all of her work and her music is dedicated to her beloved mother, Obaida, who passed away in 2007. And one of Suad's original compositions for orchestra was recently performed by the Syrian expat Philharmonic in Germany, and they are a group of German-based musicians who are trying to show the world a different side of their homeland. And Suad also just completed composing the original soundtrack for Outcast, a film produced by the American Film Institute. So she's doing really great work.
Yeah, and you can find out more about her at our website, sheandherradio.com. We'll also link to her Facebook page where she shares a lot of her compositions and their performances. And you can like us on Facebook at She and Her Radio to get some of that information.
And we wanted to share some news with you guys before we sign off for the evening. And our news is that we're still going to be doing our weekly radio show. So you can tune in live every Thursday night from 6 to 7 at WHUPFM.com or 104.7 locally, but we are shifting to a season-based model for our podcast, so you will be seeing us on a weekly basis the first week in March for 10 weeks straight, and we have a series of shows planned for you. We've already been interviewing guests for our new season, and we're really excited.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll give you some behind-the-scenes previews on our social media on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at She and Her Radio. And then check out your podcast feed because we will be releasing a number of bonus episodes, including this one, from now until when we start giving you weekly podcasts again. So make sure to stay tuned, and we will see y'all on the airwaves very soon.